When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
There's two guys. A man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stugatz, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate and review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. By doing that, you have made us the biggest podcast in the world. We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use code STU for a special offer when you sign up. That's code STU only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Hello, Billy Gill.
Hello, Stugatz. How are you?
I'm doing well. You were laughing at me right before we came on the air because I had a... I'm getting old, Bill.
Yeah, that you
I
are.
I had a pair of glasses on that... Well, not your traditional pair of eyeglasses, and you were making fun of me. Thank you for doing that. I've never made fun of you and your glasses.
Well, I'm not used to seeing you wear glasses is the first thing, right? But two, yeah. you couldn't see what you were trying to do. You have a new microphone. You sound great, by the way.
Thank you.
So I'm hoping that was resolved, but you couldn't kind of see what we were doing. And then you put on these glasses that looked almost like bifocals, but yeah, they don't have legs on the side. And I told you that you looked like Mrs. Claus.
You did.
Yeah. I don't know if it's Mrs. Claus or like Ben Franklin that you look like right now.
That's what everyone says about me. George Clooney or Ben Franklin.
Oh, I thought you meant Mrs. Claus. I was like, oh,
no one's ever said Mrs. Claus. I gotta be honest. But now that I'm looking at myself, I have them on so I can see myself. Mrs. Claus is actually, I think you're right.
You're going to be a great looking grandfather. If, like, you keep that look going.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think the right age to be a grandfather is? Like, so my friend is like 53 and he just became a grandfather. And I'm like, whoa, that feels young to be a grandfather. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 53 sounds...
Anytime's a good time to be a grandfather. I'm just wondering, is there an age where it feels right, more right than 53? Like, I feel like 60 is a good number.
So my parents became grandparents at 60. And I felt bad because I was like, you know what? I feel like maybe it was a little late for them to become grandparents, you know?
Right.
Getting okay. A little older. So I don't know what the answer is.
I'd like, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, not that I'm rushing my daughters to do anything. Yeah. Although to get them off of my bank account would be nice. But what I'm saying, I'm joking. But now that I'm thinking about it, I would like to be a younger grandfather, you know, to be able to do stuff with the grandkids, you know?
I have a question for you, thinking about the fact that you have twins.
Yeah.
If you had it like a perfect situation and you were like contributing to their weddings, mm-hmm, how far off would you want them to space their weddings just because of the financial implications that it would cause for you?
No, I understand what you're asking. It's a very good question. I wouldn't put it past my daughters to give me a little day-night doubleheader, which weaves perfectly into our guest.
Does it?
I would want... So listen, I'm the father of the bride, and I have to pay for these weddings. That's why you're asking that question.
Well, right? I would think you'd want to contribute at the very least.
Well, I want to pay for the entire thing. That's the deal. I mean, never getting married would be a good option for me, but that's not going to happen. I would like a little 5 to 10 year separation between between bills, you know?
Okay.
But I'm telling you, my daughters don't operate that way. Like, they'll do it just to piss me off, a little day-night doubleheader.
They'll get married just to piss you off.
Yes, I feel like they might. How long would you suggest? What do you think, like 5 years, 3 years, 2 years?
I don't know. I was curious.
A year.
Yeah.
Yeah, a year.
Yeah.
Like a year separation is good.
Anyway, it's MLB All-Star Week, huh?
Yeah. Listen, that's why I weave perfectly into the day-night doubleheader. Not perfectly, but we were, you know, when in Rome talking baseball, I was trying to get us there.
Twin Bill.
What are we doing today?
Twin Bill is what they're going to give you.
A twin Bill.
This has got to be the strangest setup anyone has ever done for Mike Trout, the greatest baseball player, some say ever.
A lot of people, Billy, they say they don't know anything about Mike Trout. They wouldn't recognize Mike Trout in an airport. Are you going to ask him if he ever gets recognized?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I wanted Mike Trout, I'm sure, does a ton of baseball heavy interviews, right? Or actually, I don't even know that he does a ton of interviews. I haven't seen him a lot, right? But so I don't really know that much about Mike Trout. Like, I want to try to get to know Mike Trout a little bit if we can, you know?
Yeah, I'm the guy to crack them open. So we will. What I'm going to do is some open-ended questions for you, so we get to know him. Okay, mm-hmm. Some like fill in the blanks, some true and false, and let's, you know, because you and I would love to talk baseball with Mike Trout, but I don't think Mike Trout's gonna go for it. In fact, I think he would find it refreshing if we did some fill in the blank, true or false, and we let the audience get to know Trouty a little bit. How about that,
Trouty?
And perhaps I'll end it with a little game of Trouty or Outy. I mean, how about that?
Of course we will.
Let's get to Mike Trout.
Stu Gatz here from my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. Listen, for me, it's simple. When I'm sitting around with friends, with family, we're at concerts, we're watching the Knicks finally win for the first time in 30 years, we're laughing, we're having a great time, we do it with ice cold Miller Lights. Always have, always will. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Oh my gosh. Folks, gather around. Everyone gather around. Listen to these words. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you're new to DraftKings, you gotta check this out. New customers, listen to me. You bet just $5 to get 150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code Dan. That's code Dan for new customers. And you get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's insane. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, Mike Trout, best player in baseball, is with us right now from his home, a beautiful home. He is with us on behalf of Body Armor Drink. Trouty, what have you been doing with Body Armor? What are you doing right now with Body Armor?
Yeah, so, you know, it's been 10 plus years now. Starting when I was a youngster. You know, I think when I first started playing ball, and I think all it started before even pro ball, is I cramped up a lot. You know, I think... You know, being able to play the game and not worrying about cramping up, you know, in a big situation or, you know, just in general, you know, just cramping up in general. And, you know, Body Armor came about and I thought it was a great opportunity. You know, I think athletes are picky what they put in their body, and Body Armor, you know, had a great presentation of, you know, what, you know, it brings to the sports world. And, you know, I never looked back. And, you know, every year it's a new flavor, a new product. You know, they're always trying to be ahead of all the other competitors. And, you know, the partnership's been unbelievable. And, you know, it's been great.
Do you like being referred to as the best player in baseball?
Yeah. You know, I think for my mindset, you know, I, every time I step on that field, I tell myself I'm the best player on this field. And, you know, I've had that mentality and that, that mindset since I was a kid. So that's where I'm at on that.
Cause I feel like it's good. It's good to tell yourself you're the best, right? But then when everyone's doing it, it's like, there's this pressure on you. And then I think, you know what? It's great that we got Shohei Ohtani, because everyone can talk about Shohei Ohtani and I'll just be Mike Trout in the outfield. I'll just be hanging out, signing monster deals and just being like a normal dude while everyone can talk about Shohei Ohtani. No pressure on me.
You know, it's the only pressure you get is the pressure you put on yourself. So, you know, I once you know, the national anthem goes on and, you know, obviously there's some jitters and some anxiousness and before the game. But once that first pitch is going on, you know, I don't think about anything else till you know, obviously after the game. So, but it's great to have a teammate like Shohei. It's fun to watch what he's doing on a daily basis. It's incredible. You know, brings me back to my little league days. So,
Billy, you'll love this because in addition to Body Armor, Mike is also an endorser for Super Pretzel. So, like, how does that work, Mike? Do you just get a pretzel whenever you feel like it? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, I can get a pretzel whenever I want. You know, Super Pretzel was another company close to my hometown. And obviously, you know, everyone loves pretzels. So
I like the idea of just walking up to any grocery store, any convenience store, just walking in and grabbing Body Armor out of the fridge and just like walking out and like, oh, like, what are you doing? You're like, one, I'm Mike Trout. Two, I endorse this company. This is for free today.
I couldn't tell you I've ever done that. I got plenty
of stealing. Yeah. So
yeah. I've got plenty of Body Armor stock in my house.
I'm going to ask you, cause a lot of people say, hey, best player in baseball, but I don't know much about Mike Trout. So I'm going to ask you kind of, you know, some true or false fill in the blank type questions, if that's okay with you, Mike. Okay. Perfect. All right. Perfect. Mike Trout's top five Philadelphia Eagles of all time are blank.
You're putting me on the spot here, huh?
Yes, I am.
Dawkins, Westbrook. What's that? We'll go. I was a big Ertz fan. It's my boy, so I can't leave Ertz off there.
Okay.
Big McNabb fan.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta go with Foles. I mean, he won the Super Bowl, so
yeah,
definitely up there. So
Nick Foles. Have you ever heard of Mike Golick?
Mike Golick. Yeah, but you know, I think there's a lot of good Eagles on the list.
Right. But you know Golick more as a radio host than you do as an Eagle, let's be honest, right? Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's crap, leaving some people off there, but
it's okay, Mike. It's okay that you left some people off there. Why did you choose being an Eagles fan? Was that like, is your town that you grew up in New Jersey? Is it closer to Philadelphia, or you could stomach the idea of being a Jets fan?
I am close to Philadelphia. Jets.
Okay. All right. You want to give me your all-time Sixers team?
All-time Sixers team? I'll give you top three.
There you go.
Give me top three. I'm going to go.
Okay.
Got to go AI, huh?
Yeah.
AI number one.
Mm-hmm.
Big, huge Embiid fan.
Okay.
And then
Ben Simmons.
I mean, there's a lot of great Sixers fans, but my biggest NBA guy I was a big fan of because he went to Duke was Redick. So
nice. All right, you left Doc out. I mean,
obviously he's top three too, but.
All right. Well, that's four in your top three, though. But that's okay, Trout. You're Mike Trout. You can do whatever the hell you want. You know what I'm saying? The pitcher Mike Trout just can't seem to figure out is blank.
The pitcher Mike Trout can't seem to figure out. a good question. I'm gonna have to go Verlander. I mean, seems like I have good at bats against him, but he's been doing it for so long. He's just a tough at bat every time at the plate.
All right, let's go the other way here. The pitcher Mike Trout can't wait to face is blank.
Can't wait to face. I think, you know, he's done now, but the battles I've had with Felix.
Wow.
Felix, it was either I got him or he got me. I mean, obviously it goes either way, but it was a fun battle every time. You know, I got to know him over the years, and yeah, I wouldn't say I can't wait to face him, but it was just the battle and the competition and the competitor he was and the competitor I was. It was it was always a fun battle.
Pat, Geno's or off the board?
I'm gonna have to go with my Jim's lunch off the board.
Right, like Pat and Geno's is amateur hour, right?
You know who's got a good cheesesteak is the Phillies away clubhouse.
Really.
Yeah. What an interesting choice.
Yeah.
Really?
A lot of people say that, and I have to agree with them.
Huh. Mike Trout's irrational fear is blank. Do you have any irrational fears? Like, I'm afraid of frogs, Mike. I called the cops. One was in my house. I called 911.
Frogs? Can't stand snakes.
Really?
Yeah, not a big snake guy, and there's snakes everywhere. So,
have you ever encountered one?
We've had a rattlesnake in our kitchen, like
I would move, sell the house.
We were leasing it. What did I do? Yeah. I packed up our bags and we moved out.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what you have to do. Burn the house to the ground. Say, I'm sorry.
There's no way.
Right on the spot. That was it.
Yeah. Like the next day, it was like a big deal. You know, it's just, you can't, even if there's one, you gotta say to yourself, there's more than one. You know
yeah, at that point, one, but you've lost the house.
There's
it's
more
the snake's
coming,
house
right?
At that point. Yeah.
I honestly, it was just like I couldn't sleep after we got it out of the house. I was like, we're out of here. So mm-hmm. We left. We moved. So,
can you walk around in public, or like, does everyone just know you're Mike Trout? Like, can you just be normal?
I think you got to have that normal life. You know, outside of baseball, I get recognized obviously everywhere I go, but you go to the field and it's baseball, and you got to have that outside life to counterbalance it. And, you know, I think now having a son, it helps a lot because, you know, we get to go out and, I can make an excuse now I'm with my son, or, you know, I think, you know, a lot of people respect your surroundings, and you know, they'll come up to you and, you know, have a conversation, but it hasn't been too crazy. So, I enjoy being able to go out and, have a dinner with my wife and, not get bothered, but it comes along with it. So
the person Mike Trout, the best baseball player in the world, has met that he was in awe of was blank.
It's a tough question here.
Yeah.
That I've met, yeah. I would have to go with Kobe.
Really?
Yeah, no, I met him in Phoenix. Obviously, he was a big body armor guy. I met him in Phoenix after a game, and I was starstruck, man. It was just one of the moments you just can't – I don't even know what I said to him, to be honest.
You strike up a friendship from there or no?
Yeah, I talked to him, got to know him a little bit, and, no one better than Kobe, man.
That's awesome. Favorite movie is blank.
Favorite movie is Happy Gilmore. Adam Sandler guy.
Are you a golf guy?
I'm a golf guy.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you shooting these days?
I haven't played golf in a few months, but when I'm going good, I'm like high 70s, low 80s.
Damn, Trout.
Yeah.
Are you bad really at good. Anything?
Yeah.
What are you bad at, Trout?
Dancing.
Mm. Really?
Dance? No.
Yeah, but will you still dance? Like, will you still tear up the dance floor like a wedding? Or,
depends.
Or no?
Depends. If I get a couple drinks with me, I'll be dancing.
Right. The key to dancing is you just don't give a shit, Trout, okay? Exactly. That's it.
Right? That's the state you just go. It doesn't matter what you look like, so, yeah.
Favorite TV show is blank.
Favorite TV show? I would have to go Prison Break.
Oh, God. I love
Such a good show.
Prison Break. I got hooked. Yeah. I got hooked. Wow. Obviously, it's an older movie or older TV show, but I just love since, you know, with Schofield, from the minute, first couple minutes of the first, you know, episode, it just hooked you. So
did you ever think like Lincoln Burrows, like, can you just chill for 5 minutes? Like, you've gotten out of like three prisons already. Like, stop getting into trouble. Stop getting arrested again.
For sure.
That is great. True or false? You are as amazed as we are that Joey Gallo has just 2 sack flies for his entire career.
He's only got 2 sack flies.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike, yeah. His entire career, he has 2 sack flies.
I would have said false on that. I would have said false.
But you're amazed, right? Clearly, you're amazed by it. Wow. It's incredible.
That's incredible.
All right. Quick game of Trouty or Outy. We'll get you out of here. Mike Drought with us on behalf of Body Armor. So Trouty is, yes, you would do this. Outy, obviously, you would never do it. Peeing in the pool.
Peeing in a pool?
Yeah.
I'm sure I've been guilty of doing it. I think everybody. I mean, yeah. I mean, if you're a kid, you can't say no to that. So
yes.
The answer is Trouty or you're a liar.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Ketchup on hot dogs, Trouty or Outy?
Trouty, for sure.
Okay. How about pineapple on pizza?
Outy.
That's an Outy for you.
Ooh, what about mustard on a Philly cheesesteak?
Mustard on a Philly cheesesteak. I'm outie on that.
Yeah.
How about bunting during a no-hitter?
Outie.
Good. How about bunting against the shift?
I don't like to bunt, so I want to be funny.
You should never bunt.
Yeah. I mean, but, I mean, it's for some guys, it's good.
Yeah, for some guys, it's good, but not for Mike Trout.
No. Right?
It's a waste of an at-bat for Mike Trout. Big lead bat flips. Trouty or outie?
I'm Trouty. I like bat flips.
Hitting someone intentionally, Trouty or Outy? The wave at a baseball game, Trouty or Outy?
The wave at a baseball game. I think Trouty. I think it's pretty cool to watch it for center field.
So do I. The bleacher creatures, Trouty or Outy?
Bleachers creatures.
Yeah. Nah. Really thinking about this one, Mike.
I don't know, man.
This is going to be a tough one, and I apologize in advance for asking it. Barry Bonds not being in the Hall of Fame. Trouty or Outy?
That he's not in the Hall of Fame? He should be in the Hall of Fame.
There you go. Good. Let's end on that one right there, Mike Trouty. He should be in the Hall of Fame because after you, he's the best baseball player of all time. Mike, we enjoy it. Tell us one more time again what you're doing. With the folks at Body Armor, you've been a brand endorser for many, many years. Tell us.
You know, like I said, you know, Body Armor has been great to me. And yeah, it's been 10 plus years endorsing it, being a partner with them. And every year they bring out the product that is ahead of all the other products. And, you know, they got the best stuff. So go out there and drink some.
All right, you're a great dude. Listen, I learned more in the last 15 minutes about you than I have my entire life watching you. So thank you for being open and honest with us. We appreciate it. No problem.
Yeah.
All right, man. And don't move from that house. I don't care how many rattlesnakes are there, okay?
No, there's no snakes in this house, so we're good.
That a boy. Hey, good luck the rest of the season, Mike, and we appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
Billy, I like me some Mike Trout. I feel like he enjoyed that a bit, and I think you and I enjoyed talking to Mike Trout. Am I reading the room wrong?
I had fun. I enjoyed it. Who would have thought, huh? Big bad Mike Trout, afraid of snakes.
I know. Crazy, right? Do you feel like you know Mike Trout better now than you did, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes ago?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like maybe we're friends. No, we're not. He's not our friend. I took that back real quick, yeah.
We do have an all-star, though, that is a friend of ours. In fact, we're going to the Bahamas with him. We're going to be doing some slides at the Atlantis with him. I mean, and you're very excited. He's your guy, Billy.
I'm so excited. So we had Chaz on earlier this year, and we talked to him about potentially playing in the all-star game. And he was voted the starting second baseman of the all-star team of the National League All-Stars. So I think we should relive some of that. What do you think?
I think the audience would like that. The starting second baseman. What an episode you have put together here for the Major League Baseball Midsummer Classic, the All-Star Game. Not only, Billy, did you get us the best player, most exciting baseball player in the game right now, but you also got us Mike Trout. Let's relive a few minutes here that we had with Jazz Chisholm. He's a really entertaining guy. He's a great baseball player. And Billy and I are going to the Bahamas with him.
And the zoo.
And the zoo. Here's Jazz Chisholm.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You seem to have so much fun out there, man. Like, you're so grateful. Every time I watch you, Jazz, it seems like you're having fun and you're just grateful for this opportunity, huh?
Yeah, man. It's just a lot of fun to be out there. You know, it's just a dream come true.
Do the doubters drive you? How does that work for you? Yeah?
I mean, like me, I'm super confident in what I do and I trust my ability. So to myself, I always know, like, I always think I can lead the league in everything, honestly, myself.
Is there a particular person that said, Jazz, you're not going to make it? And then when you lead the majors at OPS through the first, you know, week or so of the season, are you thinking to that? Like, is there a specific person you're thinking about that motivated you?
I mean, I have a couple.
There is, Jazz. I see it.
I mean, you know, you have your old coaches that told you that you weren't going to make it nowhere. Now, you know, look where I'm at now. Like, I was the smallest guy on every team I played for in the minor leagues. Was told I was never going to hit home runs. And look at me now.
Did you have players or teams? Because like you're from the Bahamas. There's not a ton of Major League Baseballs from the Bahamas, at least growing up, that you looked up to or that like particular teams you rooted for.
So when I was around 12 was my first Major League Baseball game I went to. And it was the Braves versus the Marlins, which is a big coincidence, right?
Yeah.
Dan Ugla. It was the old Marlins part. Dan Ugla hit a homer. You have Hanley looking like this is when I really saw, like, when people used to tell me like size mattered. Because when I was younger, I never saw a big league in person except Anton Richardson, who was climbing up to the minor leagues at the time. So I was like, I've never seen a big league in person. So I saw Hanley Ramirez, and he's like a 6'4" shortstop.
Right.
And I'm looking like, I'm a shortstop. You know what I mean? Like, how am I supposed to be hitting homers looking like this guy? I know I'm not going to be that size when I grow up. You know what I mean?
How do you hit the ball so far? Because you're like 5'11", like 180 pounds.
You put the short in shortstop, man. I mean, you did.
Oh, geez.
No, that's what he's saying. He's saying he had no idea that someone his size could be this great.
Yeah, but he wasn't saying it like that.
Right? No, Mikey, hey, that's what he's saying. He's saying he thought he had to be the size of Hanley Ramirez, A-Rod, Derek Jeter, guys like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because when I was looking at the time, when you looked around the league, you looked at Hanley, you looked at Cano as an infielder.
Right.
You had Ugla as an infielder. You had Jeter, A-Rod, Beltre. Like, those guys were like prime great defenders at the same time. So, like, you got 6'3", 6'2", 6'4", guys playing the middle of the infield and dropping 450-foot tanks. And I'm just like, man, I'm going to learn how to hit homers.
Is that why when you do it, you talk your shit? Because you're like, yeah. I'm not. I'm not little. I can do what you're doing.
Yeah, honestly. Like, I feel like if I don't play like that, I won't play good at all. That's just the honest opinion of Jazz. Like, if Jazz doesn't play like he's the best person out there, or he doesn't feel like he's the best person out there to be like the cockiness of being that guy,
mm-hmm.
he won't play like that guy.
Right.
Not to get too into it, but is that why when you're not in the lineup after doing something, is that why you get upset? Is that why you see like the tweets and stuff like that? You'll retweet it because that's like what's motivating you to keep going?
I mean, like you said, like when you get upset, you always want to come in and do better. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a person that likes to doubt. Like, I like being doubted a lot. Because I know I got the potential to I love shutting people up. That gets me going. Like, you tell me that I can't do nothing, and then I'm going to come back and go crazy.
Give me your top five things. I've been thinking about this all weekend because I love going to the Bahamas, Nassau in particular. Oh. So does Billy. Okay, we all do. Mikey A, you grew up in Nassau, mm-hmm. Bahamas. Okay, mm-hmm. Give me your top three things about Nassau, Bahamas, because for me, it's the lazy river at the Atlantis Hotel. That would be number one.
I'm about to say the water park is actually one of my top things.
Yes, it's gotten outrageous though, Jazz. Like the price to go to that water park is insane.
I mean, it comes with your room.
Well, I mean, I'm not rich, Jazz. I'm not like you. I don't stay at the Atlantis. I go on a cruise and then I try to make my way over to the Atlantis. And now it's like $200 to get in. And it's like, I'm going to pay $200 to go to the water park. Because then, you know, what happens is the last time I went on a cruise, I wanted to go to that water park and I paid and then it rained and I couldn't go and I didn't get a refund. And I was out like $150. I was like, this is a giant waste of money.
Jazz, everything he's saying is correct, but you stayed at the Atlantis with me.
Yeah, like, I didn't pay for that. I had one time that I stayed at the Atlantis. But aside from that, I only go when like I'm on a cruise and I had to go. And I'm going to be honest with you, Jazz, that same cruise I got engaged, but that still ruined my trip, not being able to go to the water park. I know it was supposed to be a happy trip because I got engaged. I got engaged and it should have been a fun trip. But the whole time, all I'm thinking about is that I couldn't go to the water park because it rained.
You know what I thought you were saying just now? I thought that you were saying that like it wasn't fun because you got engaged on the trip. I was like, wow.
Well, I mean,
that'd be a bad way to start
a different conversation.
Yeah.
Wait, so you love the water park at the Atlantis, right? So
I love it.
Are you doing all the slides?
Oh yeah, all. Yeah. Oh, trust me. So like my uncle used to work there when I was younger. So like they had to test out all the slides before it opened and all that stuff. What? And he was a lifeguard. So when we were younger, we got to go down like how you guys have to go down a slide with feet first.
Yeah.
Like, nah, I'm going down slide head first.
You were not going down the slides head first. The ones that go like through the sharks, you're not going down.
I wish we had like waterproof phones. Like before. I would still go down head first.
Okay.
Like,
all right. Well, this is what we're going to do. Yes. Me, you, Stugatz, Mikey, we're going to go to the Atlantis together and done. Then we can go down the slides and then you could prove that you do these things because I'm not sure.
Oh, man, I'm not scared to go down head first. I promise you.
Wait, Jazz, is this a date off season? Is this a date? Can we do this?
We can make this.
Okay, yes. Perfect. You can invite Charlie Sheen, too, because I saw you and him and are friends now. I don't know how it is that went about happening, but Charlie Sheen was calling you.
It's been like a couple
you
months now.
Well, how does that happen? Charlie Sheen just calls you out of the blue and you just believe it's Charlie Sheen? Because if someone called me pretending to be Charlie Sheen, I'd think that they were using like a soundboard on the internet or something.
So, I mean, I met his best friend and his best friend was like, yo, like my best friend is Charlie Sheen and he thinks that you're the best player in the league. It's like, I haven't even done anything yet. Like, I haven't played a season yet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm into my rookie year at this point. And he was like, bro, he thinks you're the best thing that walks the earth. And, like, he sends your kids off to school and your T-shirts and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, bet. Like, tell him to call me. He was like, for real? And I was like, yeah, he can call me, bro, anytime. And when I got to talk to him, he was like, bro, I can't believe I'm talking to you right now. This is the first time we ever talked. And it was like a year ago. And he was just like, man, I can't believe, bro, I'm one of your biggest fans. And I'm like, bro, that's cool, bro. Like, we got to meet up one time or something. And then ever since then, he's been calling me, like, after some series, like, from last year, he called me. And this year, too.
Is he becoming a pest or no?
Yeah, okay, that's the thing. Like, at a certain point, like, Charlie enough. Like, lay off a bit, you know?
It's
a
little ignore.
Yeah.
Be honest, Jeff. No, he's good.
Is he becoming a what?
Like a pest, like a pain in the ass.
Yeah, like he's bothering you. Like, no. Stop calling me so much, Charlie, you know?
I love it.
Okay.
I love that, bro. Right. Like, Charlie Sheen was one of my favorite guys to watch growing up, like off of Two and a Half Men. So I love it, bro. Every time he sends me a message, it's just like, wow, still. Like, it's Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, but if it was the other brother from Two and a Half Men, you'd be like, lay low a little bit. Like, stop, leave me alone.
Right.
Nah.
Well, Jazz, here's the question. Jazz, can I call you? Like, I want to have the same access to you as Charlie Sheen. Is that possible?
Call me?
Yes.
I mean, it's cool.
We're going to the Bahamas already. So don't push it, Steve.
Jazz, there's a couple of things here, okay? Next time you come on, and we're hoping there's a next time, I'd have you on any time. We want you to call Charlie Sheen while you're on the air with us. We get him on, okay?
Oh, he's definitely sleeping right now.
Yeah, we know he's sleeping.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Maybe we'll do it on the West Coast or something. We'll figure it out.
But, yeah, if we do it on the West Coast, he probably join.
The other thing is off season, me, you, Billy, Charlie, Mikey A, Atlantis, slide, you show us how to do it.
If I'm going down head first, y'all can't be scared.
No, I'll go ahead first if you go ahead first.
Well, but okay? Also, yeah. Look, here's the thing. You have to be a little bit careful because I'm a Marlins fan and I don't want you to be getting injured and then it being my responsibility.
He's an expert.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I said, like the slides won't hit you. Like you don't have any like into the slide. You just go down the slide head first. It's going to have you like, you know, a little down.
Yeah.
A little sideways, a little crazy, but it ain't nothing I ain't done before.
That lazy river, though, is the best, right? The lazy river.
Oh, yeah, bro. You have to sit in that for like 3 hours.
No, but you have to go down the rough side where the big waves come, not the
where
side.
The big waves hit you?
Yeah.
Let the guys drag you deep in there?
Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunately, there's only like 150 games to go. I want to go on this trip right now.
I was going to say All-Star break, but you should be playing in the All-Star game, so it's not going to be that, unfortunate.
There we go. That's exactly what I'm thinking, too.
What are you doing with MLB The Show? How'd you become such a big gamer, Jazz?
I mean, when I was younger, everything I really wanted to do is what I played, on video games. So, like, I played a lot of sports video games. Like, I even played, I played golf video games, like Tiger Woods and all them stuff. Like, I have probably every baseball video game known to man. You know what I mean? Like, that's just how big of a gamer I was into, like, baseball and sports games. Like, I still to this day probably haven't played, like, a fantasy game in my life. Like, I've only played sports games.
You've never played, like, Mario Party or Mario Kart or any of those?
I'm talking about, like, Final Fantasy.
Oh, yeah.
Like fantasy, right. So this is a big honor for you to be able to do this with MLB.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy to me.
Did you play Ken Griffey Baseball on N64?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come God. On. One of the best games. Ken Griffey's it was a cheat code playing with Ken Griffey on that. His circle was the entire strike zone, essentially. You couldn't miss if you were playing with Ken Griffey Jr.
Man.
That was, no offense to the show. Well, look, we'll just say this. MLB The Show, greatest sports video game of all time. Ever. Now, Ken Griffey Jr. Baseball, second greatest video game of all time. That game was incredible, Stu Gatz.
You think Griffey would agree with you, though?
Would Ken Griffey agree with me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a good question.
What, like, do you think Ken Griffey doesn't like his own video game? What do you think he thinks is the best
video game? He likes that strike zone.
Well, he thinks The Show is the best video game. Everybody thinks The Show is the best video game. Yeah.
He's part of The Show, too. So.
Yeah, no. He thinks that The Show is the best video game. But here's the thing about Ken Griffey Baseball. You could still play it today. There's a lot of video games that you can't play today just because you're like, wow, this game is so slow in comparison. But Ken Griffey Baseball is great. Not to, you know, The Show is better.
Right.
And you could play with legendary players like Dontrelle Willis, Randy Johnson, 1984 Kirk Gibson. I don't really understand why you would play with him because at the time he was like limping out there to go and get that home run.
He was old.
It was like a legendary moment. But like if I was playing with him, I would probably pinch run John Birdie for him if he got a hit, honestly.
I'm going to do some quick fill in the blank and we'll get you out of here. Okay. An irrational fear for Jazz Chisholm is blank. Something you're scared of that we'd be surprised you're scared of. Like I'm afraid of frogs, Jazz.
Oh, I'm scared of getting eaten by a lion.
You know what? Me too.
But who is it?
Me
that's
too.
Not irrational. That's totally rational.
You would be surprised that that's my biggest fear.
Do you come across a lot of lions or?
No, it's just like, imagine one day you just have a lion in front of you. What are you going to do?
Good point.
How is that not your biggest fear?
But
I think that's everyone's biggest fear. But
nobody ever says it.
It's a good point, right? Like, well, I think it goes without saying, though.
Falling off a cliff, like falling out a window or something. Like,
yeah, well.
So heights.
Who's gonna fall? How are you going to get to a cliff to fall off it?
Well, also, but how is a lion going to get in front of you to eat you is kind of a question, too.
Don't we live in a country where zoos are everywhere?
Yeah, but most of those lions.
Have you ever seen Madagascar?
Yeah. Well, that's true. Madagascar, they did escape.
That's a good point. Yeah.
All right, Madagascar. Yeah.
Harambe.
R.I.P. Harambe. Jazz, I want to go back to the lion eating you for a second.
Favorites.
What are the top? What are the top five animals that you're afraid of eating you? Because I feel like sharks is high on a lot of people's list too, but you don't seem to be worried about sharks.
I'm a fish myself. Shark got to be worried about me.
Hmm.
But I would say
the shark's biggest fear is Jazz
eating. Yeah.
Right. He got to worry about me. I'm a shark in the water too.
That is so amazing.
But like I think everything is about on land for me. Water isn't a problem. I feel comfortable in the water.
Mm.
But like it's just like on land, like a lion. I know I'm not like it's just physically not possible for me to beat a lion in a fight. It's never happened.
What about like a baby lion?
Never happened.
Really?
Because if they lick me, they can kill me at that point. Right. If you didn't know that about
lions. I didn't know that. Lions can kill you by licking you?
What? They can lick your skin off your bone.
I didn't know that.
You didn't?
No.
If they want
Everyone
to.
Does.
You didn't know that.
Yes, I did.
Their tongue is like very sharp. Like it's actually like just like teeth.
Sandpaper. But like,
what?
To the nth degree.
No, you're making that up. The three of you got together and you decided to talk about this before to trick me.
Bro, trust me, bro. I'm going to tell you this for real. Like I do my study on animals. And really? Like my favorite animals are the ones that I'm most afraid of getting eaten by.
Why? Because, what about like puppies? Like, you don't like puppies?
I mean, they're not my top five.
Right. What's your top five animals?
Give us top five animals. This is very exciting.
Top five animals.
Everyone, listen, everyone slow down and let Chaz give us his top five animals. Okay, yeah. Everyone slow down. MLB The Show. We'll get back to it in a second. Chaz Chisholm, second baseman with the Marlins, infielder joining us here on Stupidity. Top five animals. Here we go. Ready? Everyone get the hell out of the way for Chaz.
Okay, number one. I'm a wolf guy.
Well, hold on. Go backwards. Build up to this. Now we know your favorite animal is a wolf. And now it's like, well,
let's make wolf number two and let's start at five.
Okay, let's start at five. Yeah, like count us down so we get excited.
All right.
Okay, like number five is a leopard.
Leopard.
Oh, a leopard.
But you're afraid of these two, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good.
You said it's top five of the ones you're most afraid of.
But think of it. I'll tell you the reason why I'm like these animals are like this to me. Because like a leopard is the strongest cat in the world, if you didn't know.
Andres Galarraga was strong.
Mm-hmm. The big cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the big cat. Like,
yeah.
They kill alligators and then swim with them and then climb up trees with the alligator in their mouth. Like, who else does that? Lions can't even do that.
You're right.
Mm.
All right. Good start. Leopard number five.
Tigers.
Tigers. Okay.
Mm.
Definitely a tiger guy.
Right.
But then I'm not going to lie to you. Kind of afraid of elephants.
Oh,
yeah.
Getting mauled.
Yep. So
like, you know, like they're kind of big.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say lions would be number two.
Right.
And then wolves would be number one. But like I told you, the explanation for the lions already, but the wolf.
Yeah.
It's like the reason the wolf is number one for me is because I feel like I'm a wolf. You feel me? Like I always want to be an alpha. Like I never want to lead, like follow nobody. Mm. That's just how I am. I'm not a follower. So
are you a lone wolf or are you like in a wolf pack?
I'm like my family's everything to me. Like we're a pack no matter where we go. Like we're a pack, but like I always love leading the pack. Like I was never a person to be second in command, third in command, fourth in command. If I'm not first in command, I'm not doing my thing.
Who's the lion in the Marlins clubhouse? Like the guy you just don't want to try because he's going to kick some ass.
Wow.
Is there anyone?
Everybody's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I'd say you just have everybody has their own thing, you know, like everybody knows, like a lot of guys in the clubhouse that were probably grew up in bad spots. You know what I mean? Like a lot of spots ain't the safest in the world, you know?
So yeah.
A lot of guys ain't have like they came from those kind of places. So you got a couple guys, I think.
What was the most valuable lesson that you learned? Did you like absorb as much as you could from Derek Jeter while he was down here in South Florida?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I tried to pick his brain all the time. But like I said, like focused work was like the main thing. Like it's just focusing. Like
right.
His main thing he always preached to me is like, bro, if you focus, you'll be the best.
Mm-hmm. Jazz, you think you're going to be the you think you're either the best player in baseball right now or you're going to be the best player in baseball at some point, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love
that. I've always thought that.
You're like, a bleeping wolf, dude. You really are. You're a fucking wolf, man.
Chaz, we got to get you together with Ron. Have you met Ron McGill of Zoo Miami?
I'm not going to the zoo.
No, we got to get you to the
no,
zoo with Ron
McGill.
No, dude. But that's this is how we conquer the fear.
Right.
This is what we do. Oh, we got to no. get you
I
in contact.
Think I'm going to go close to a lion. You're
yes. Yeah. Why not?
You're out of here.
Wait, Chaz, I don't like animals either. I said I'm afraid of frogs. Okay. But I went down to Zoo Miami with Ron McGill.
Yeah.
And the VIP tour he took me on and the one he'll take you on. You will never feel afraid now for one second. He talks to the animals,
yeah,
man. He does.
You could feed giraffes. You don't want to feed a giraffe?
I don't mind feeding giraffes.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. All you right. pick and choose
but if
what
a
you
lion.
Yeah.
You think I'm going to feed a lion?
No. Yeah, maybe.
You look at the lion from outside the cage. Ron deals with the lion inside the cage.
Let's build up.
Feed the giraffe to the lion.
No, no, we can build up to this. This is what I'm thinking. We start small, right? We start by feeding fish, and then we'll go to like the petting zoo, and we can feed like a goat or something like that, right? And then we'll just work our way up until we get to like rhinos or elephants or lions or something like that.
Oh,
yeah. I'm writing this down. I'm gonna call Ron right after this.
Jazz, we got plans. A day at the zoo, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to the Atlantis, and Charlie Sheen's coming to everything.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. You think we're gonna have to invite Ron to Atlantis then, or?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
It depends if Jazz likes him or not.
The thing is, Ron's also like 8 feet tall, so he might be too tall for some of these slides. Yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
Ow.
I'm a little suspicious about how dark his hair is, but we don't need to talk about that.
All right, Jazz. So we have plans. We have a date. This has been fun. You're a good man. You're a great player. You're an exciting player. Thank you for making the game more fun, because on behalf of me and Billy, we've been searching for fun baseball players,
yeah,
and we have you right down here locally in South Florida. It's awesome, man. We appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you guys for having me on, man. Thank you.
All right.
Billy, do you think we'll really ever go to the Bahamas or a zoo with Jazz Chisholm? I mean,
that's an interesting question.
I'm not even certain you and I will go to the Bahamas together or a zoo.
Whoa, come on.
I would go. I don't think you would go with me. I don't know.
You know what? So what do you think? Should the two of us just do this first and then like warm up and practice for Jazz?
No.
Because, okay, I'll say this. We definitely won't go me, you, Jazz, and Charlie Sheen, which is what we were pitching at the end there.
Yeah.
I think Charlie probably will be out. But Jazz seems like young enough to be like, you know what? F it. Yeah, I'll go to the Bahamas with these guys. It'll be fun. But also probably not.
Okay. But who's in charge of putting that together? Me, you, him, the Marlins? Like, we don't follow up on any of this. I mean, who the hell's going to get us to a zoo? I mean,
who's in charge of putting together a postseason Bahamas trip between me, you, and Jazz? I'll tell you what, I don't think it's the Marlins are going to be putting it together. I don't think that they handle his postseason travel.
Well, that leaves you, because you know it's not going to be me. So.
Yeah. So what do you think? Do you think that McGill will do the zoo? I think, should we start with the zoo? Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. The zoo is the easier one to do, but also the one that he wants to do the least, because he's afraid of animals. And he flat out said, I'm not going to the zoo with you. So like logistically, the zoo's right there. We should be able to make that happen pretty easily, right?
Yes. Yes.
But if it goes poorly, then we won't be going to the Bahamas with Jazz, which is the one that I would rather do, right?
I think, yeah, but if it goes well, then we've earned some trust with Jazz, okay? And perhaps he'd be more inclined to go to the Bahamas with us. But I understand what you're saying. Bahamas first, fun stuff first, and then we'll see about the zoo.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the Bahamas first. You plan it, though, okay?
Okay, I'll plan that. So, guys, do you still care about the Home Run Derby? It's tonight.
I do. Well, Peter Alonso is going for his third straight. He's a
polar bear.
Metropolitan, and the Mets are good. So, I do care, but there's a very special participant tonight, Albert Pujols. I love that.
Wow.
I am pulling for Pujols. That's what I am doing right now.
Are you really?
I mean, it's his final All-Star game. It's his final season in Major League Baseball. When he was traded to the Dodgers, you and I told Dan that there were more home runs in that bat. We
were
right.
A couple swings left in that bat, yeah.
Right. So do we feel like there's 50 more home runs in that bat tonight? Something like that.
I have a question for you, All-Star related.
What?
So Pujols got named an All-Star by the commissioner, because the commissioner now has this power where every year he could just pick an All-Star for each league.
Yeah, I love that.
So he added Albert Pujols and he added Miguel Cabrera. Like, is he trying to send a message to Miguel Cabrera? Like, hey, buddy, we got to start wrapping this up a little bit. You know what I mean? Because Miguel Cabrera did not say he's retiring, but the commissioner's like, we're going to invite you back one more time.
So you feel like it's a very passive aggressive way Rob Manfred telling Cabrera to hang it up?
Seems like it. I mean, it's none of his business, but what's he doing there?
I do. I think that's what he's doing. Miguel, listen. I'm going to put you in the All-Star game. Now, what if Miguel is still playing next year and the following year and the next year, the next year?
That's what I'm asking. Yeah, that's right. What I'm wondering. It has to be because he got 3,000, right? Like, it's just what he's doing, I guess.
Yeah. But I do like that. I like that baseball does that, because you got to play to baseball strength. And that's one of creating those moments. Baseball is very good at that, you know?
Yeah, but if you're like 38, 39 years old and the commissioner's like, hey, we're going to give you a pity invite for the fans, you kind of being like, is it done? Or am I done here?
Right. That's you think Miguel thought that? Like, hey, is the commissioner trying to tell me something?
I hope he becomes UD and he's just back every year.
In fact, if I'm Pujols, I would do the same thing. I would be like, no, I'm going to play one more year. And then I would put a thing in my contract that if I make the All-Star game, I get a big bonus.
Wow. If I make the All-Star team, I'm guaranteed contract for the next year.
Exactly right. You just keep showing up.
Yeah.
All right. So are we going for Albert Pujols tonight? I'm going to pick Pujols.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. It'd be a feel-good story, right?
Yeah.
Is Cabrera not doing the home run derby?
No.
Okay. That's too bad. It's too exhausting.
He's saving it for his last season, which is 10 years from now.
Stupidity.
Stu Gatz here from my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. Listen, for me, it's simple. When I'm sitting around with friends, with family, we're at concerts, we're watching the Knicks finally win for the first time in 30 years, we're laughing, we're having a great time, we do it with ice cold Miller Lights. Always have, always will. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.